Right. Sorry about that. I'm back now. I had to start audio mode day 8-2 now because I didn't have enough time to do the whole house. I'm at the top of the stairs now. So as I stand now to my left, open the door. This is just a toilet with just a toilet in it. Nothing else, just a toilet and toilet roll holder. And a little tube that holds five toilet rolls to keep them nice and tidy. So that's all there is in there. And obviously a window behind the toilet. That's everything in there. Very, very small room. And ahead of me is the bathroom, which is a sink, a bath with a shower over it, the cupboard where the hot and cold water tanks are. And as I face the window now, the sink is by the window. And to my left is a wooden towel rail on the wall, which I've just realised is coming a bit loose. And above that is a chrome shelf with a mirror, and it's got little soaps belonging to Tammy and little animal bubble baths and things. And further to the left of the window, is a little plastic splashback cabinet, which holds toothbrushes and toothpaste, and it's got a sliding mirror door, two sliding mirror doors actually. And that's about it in here, really. The bathroom, and the clothes basket's there with the washing in it that needs doing. So I'll come now with my back to the toilet door, and facing me now is mine and John's bedroom, which is quite small, but we'll go in here and we'll put the light on because I've got the curtains closed because I'm about to have a shower after. Now I'll come with the door on my left, and I'm facing the window, and behind me is a double fitted cupboard with a hanging rail where I keep my clothes, and the bed is facing me, so the headboard of the bed is against the windowsill. And to the left of the bed is John's chest of drawers, five drawers, quite a tall one, and he keeps his talking scanner on there for reading his letters, which he'll do another boo about that himself. And then he's got a double wardrobe for all his clothes and shoes and everything like that. And to the right of the bed, at the top near the headboard, is my chest of drawers, a dark brown chest of drawers, which has got my little television on, which John bought me last year. And it's got a tiny micro stereo just so I can listen to CDs in the bedroom. The speakers are up on top of the wardrobe. And there's also, which I need to get somebody to lift down for me because it's very heavy, there's an old TV up there which doesn't work anymore. It's on a bracket on the wall, but I can't get it down. It's too big and heavy. And I've got a wardrobe fitment with two double wardrobes and a dressing table in the middle. They're all joined together by screws. And it's got top box on the dressing table to put all my perfumes at the top. And I've got little teddies and things on the top, rabbits. And I've got a dusty bin that somebody made, a furry dusty bin with legs and arms that somebody made me years ago. And I've got a fur basil brush. And I've got a red dog up there, which I got from the taxi drivers when we went out at St Vincent's to New Brighton. And I've had that for over 40 years. I think it might be one of the only ones left now from that day out. I don't think everyone's kept them, but I have. And I've got a digital radio, a Sonos digital radio with speech, which I've had that for about 5 years, so that's doing okay. That's on the floor at the side of my bed. And then at the bottom of the bed behind me, next to the white fitted cupboard, is another little chest of drawers which keeps all my hair stuff and different things like that in there. So that's our bedroom, really. Nothing spectacular, but it does for us. So I shall go out of here now. I shall put this light off and leave the door open. So I'm facing the toilet door now, so I'm going to go slightly to my left. And the next room to our bedroom is, as I call it, the black hole, aka Tammy's bedroom. And as I go in on the left with my back to the door, there's a radiator, a big radiator with a towel rail over it, a chrome towel rail. And above that there are... Oh, God, I dropped one on the floor now. She'll tell me off. I'll find that after. Above the chrome towel rail, there are two shelves with all Tammy's little ornaments on that she's had since being a little girl. And past that on the left in the corner is another double fitted cupboard. And next to that on the wall facing me is Tammy's, likes like coat hooks, but she keeps dressing gowns and things on it. And next to that is a bookshelf. I couldn't get the word out then. A bookshelf and a plastic set of drawers that keep all her makeup and nail varnish and things in. It's on a set of wheels, so I can pull it out to clean. She's got a big bookshelf with all the different books and DVDs and videos and things. And above that, she's got two more shelves which have ornaments on. And to the right of her bookshelf, she's got a glass perfume shelf. And she's got on her wall, she's got Manchester United wallpaper and Playboy pictures and a clock and Manchester United things. And then she's got a two double wardrobes, white ones with Playboy mirrors on them. And a chest of drawers. And above a chest of drawers, she's got a TV and DVD and a skybox. And then as I turn to face the window, she's got all her ornaments and lamps and everything like that on her windowsill. And she's got a bed now. I changed the bed round. The bed used to be in the corner, but I've got the bed now. So it's facing the wardrobes. It's better, it's easier to clean. And I'm facing the window now, so I've got the... she's got a little cabinet with some more perfumes and deodorants and things in under the window. And she's got teddies there and big Manchester United rabbit. And then next to her bed, she's got a little table where she keeps her iPod and her iPad and her phone and a lamp and just a little cheap table, that one. And then as I turn with the window to my left, she's got another big bookshelf with all DVDs and videos and things on that, and teddy's on the floor there, setting her. I've set them all up nicely for her. She's got a Manchester United rug on the floor at one side of her bed and a sheepskin white rug at the other side of her bed. And she's got, as I say, she's got the Man United wallpaper, and she's got a black carpet. And she's got all her posters on her wall of different pop groups that she likes. And on top of her big bookshelf, she's got jewellery boxes, and she's got a doll that my mum bought her when she was a little girl, a porcelain doll from a place called Ashton Drake. And it says a little prayer, a nighttime prayer. I can't reach it to put it on at the moment, but I will get Tammy to do it one day for me. So that's this bedroom. She's got all posters on the door and everything. And when she comes back today, she's got to put all her clothes away that I've washed for her. Now, I'll just pause this one moment just to check what time I've got left. Right, sorry about that. I was just checking what time I had left. So I'm back out on the landing now, and I've turned slightly to my left. And in front of me now, facing the bathroom door, is... Oh, that's a bit noisy, that door, because it needs a bit shaving off. This is a small room in the house. It's a spare bedroom, but it's very, very small. You can probably hear by the sound that it's full. It's got bookshelves in, more stuff for Tammy's, bookcases and things. And what the hell is that? Oh, that's feels a bit tacky. It's got three canvas wardrobes with various things in, coats for her, and some of her makeup things and that, and a guitar that she doesn't use now because she's got too big for it. It's like a 3/4 children's guitar for learning. It's an electric guitar, though. It can be used with an amp, so I might sell it. We've got our packing cases in here when we go away, our suitcases, and I've got my vacuum for upstairs and my bits and bobs that I need to keep in here. There's a little white cabinet that holds some soaps and body lotions and shower gels and stuff like that. And then behind the door, it's hard to get in here, really. Behind the door, there's like a sort of a ledge. And it's about 3 foot, this ledge. And I think it's something to do with the ceiling for the stairs. You can't take this ledge away. But on there, I keep various cases and plastic boxes with handbags and things in that belong to Tammy. I'll have to have a clear out of that and get rid of the stuff we don't need. So that's in here, really, basically. Just, a bit of a junk room. We used to call it Tammy's playroom when she was young. So I shall switch this light off and close that door. And then I shall go back downstairs and tell you about the... When I said there was a door, and I said I'd talk to you about it later, I'll do that now when I go down.